Welcome to Sleep Like a Log, the sleep-inducing podcast designed to settle your anxiety at bedtime. A soft-spoken, hypnotic podcast that will, quite naturally, send you to sleep. So, do not listen to this recording while you are driving or using heavy machinery. Only listen when you are in a safe place and ready to relax and sleep like a log. Thank you. Begin now to settle down into your bed. You may be able to hear my voice talking you through the entire journey into sleep. Or my voice may just become a soft murmur that you can hardly hear. Or indeed, you may not hear any words I say at all. And this does not matter, because the sound of my voice will continue to relax you, whether you can hear my voice or not. And as you settle now, deep down into your bed, remember that nobody needs anything right now. And there's absolutely nothing for you to do now at all, but to relax and let go. So allow yourself to start to let go now. As you allow your body to become even more relaxed now, you will notice that on this journey that your thoughts will wander. And this just means that your mind and body are beginning to relax. And as you settle into this warm place now, you will begin to become aware of sounds around you. And just notice these now. giving these sounds permission to just be. To just wash over you. Allowing those sounds to simply be present. Lingering around in the air, simply notice them as signs of life going on around you in this moment of your day. And as the sounds retreat from your attention, as you move in closer now, further still, I wonder if you can notice now the sounds within your home. Maybe the gentle creaking of the house as it settles down for the night. All those sounds you know so well that you are used to hearing in the evenings. Or perhaps your home remains still and silent. Holding you safely inside, keeping you sheltered from the cold night air. While you hear nothing at all, but where you nestle in, waiting for the morning to arrive again. Indeed, you can settle now. Knowing that whatever sound you can notice right now will help you move closer into a place of blissful relaxation. And eventually, closer to sleep. And as you lie there now, gently and mindfully become aware of how your bedding feels against your body. Does a cozy duvet envelop you? Weightless and soft. Or is it a little heavier from the weight of a cozy blanket or comforter? Helping you to feel warm, safe, and protected. Notice how they feel now. And I'm wondering now what you are feeling is the meaning of gratitude. Because gratitude or gratefulness can mean different things to different people. And so, what does it mean for you? Perhaps you feel that gratitude is a feeling of thankfulness. An awareness that someone has done something for you. And a feeling of thankfulness envelops you, compelling you to say thank you for that kind gesture. In that moment, or perhaps you have noticed that you might have been more fortunate in your life than many others. As your eyes are opened more, as you grow and mature, and you become aware that you are experiencing a life that is in some way, or even in many ways, more fortunate than others' experiences. And that you appreciate that things could be very different. Or it could be that you have noticed that some days you simply feel more positive about the world, making you feel more able to appreciate and enjoy your own life. And feel happier to tell people that you appreciate them and what they have done for you. Or simply, perhaps, that you bring into your day a demeanor of appreciation and thankfulness. While exuding positivity, good energy, and thoughtfulness with whoever you encounter during your day. Some people say that they experience a feeling of gratitude in all of these ways. So take a moment now, while I leave you for a little time, to think about how you experience gratitude. And what gratitude personally means to you. And while you are thinking about what gratitude means to you, I wonder if you are already someone who likes to share their gratitude and who can easily feel gratitude. And why are you able to do this? What is it about gratitude that helps you to continue doing this? What are the good bits about it? What does it do for you? And your soul. What does it give you? A sense of positivity. Maybe for you, showing gratitude to someone was something you were taught as a child. Brought up to be respectful, appreciative, and to show good manners. Or do you like to share your gratitude because, even if you may want more in life, more of the things that truly have value, health, family, friends, education, opportunity, safety, and love. You are still able to appreciate all that you have. Or could it be that when you feel happier inside, and move around your day with a sense of positivity and contentment, confidence, and peacefulness, that you can see the beauty in the world? And in your fellow man, and the life you have. and maybe you are yet to adopt and engage in practicing gratitude as a route towards a more positive mindset. To this pathway towards expanding your awareness that is able to truly see, experience, and take note of all the good things in this world. And the practice of opening up your awareness of gratitude and displaying gratitude has boundless benefits for your mindset and mood. And of course, while we are feeling gratefulness and appreciation for all the fundamentally important things that we have in our lives, we are spending less time dwelling on those less positive things about our lives. And in time, we can find it easier to find the good in our world. And you may notice over time that your growing positive mindset helps you to move away from toxic emotions. Because this practice alone helps to promote a peacefulness within you. And a healthier psychological demeanor. As you shift yourself away from negative feelings and thoughts. And I don't know about you, but this sounds most wonderful to me. So while you become aware of the things to gain by exercising gratitude, I wonder if you would like to remember, very gently, with consideration and care, anything you noticed recently as you went about your day that you might feel gratitude and appreciation for. Even the smallest of things, it could be how someone spoke with kindness to you, or it could be someone's actions that you noticed. Or that you were able to see the beauty in something. Something that touched your soul. After all, there's always something. It's just a case of looking and noticing. And now, I wonder if you can think of one more thing now. And finally, perhaps one other thing. Good. Become aware now of the benefit of merely noticing the moments, noticing even the small moments of wonder and kindness throughout your next day. Be present and mindful of the beautiful moments, and wonderful people in your life. So now, rest easily. Let tiredness begin to wash over you. Now. As I count you down into a comfortable and peaceful slumber, so
90, 91, 90, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84, 86, 85, 86, 87, 88, 87, 86, 89, 60 59 58 57 56 55 54 53 52 51 50 49 48 47 46 45 44 43 42 41 40 32. 28 27 26 25 24 22 22 21 20 19 17 16 15 14, 13. Eleven. 7. 6.3. 0